let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. Thank you for joining us on the program today. Robert Maxim's Legacy series has earned international acclaim as he highlights life's true virtues and purpose. A frequent guest at book fairs, conventions, as well as a go-to media resource, Robert was born in Cuba, moved to the U.S. at age 12, growing up in California. As a child, he experienced sleep-time visits to other worlds and alien craft encounters. Those visions continue in both wake and sleep states, shaping his life and changing his calling to science, religion, and the science of life. In 2014, Robert published the first in a series of 5 legacy episodes to rave reviews, called A Must-Read for Every Truth Seeker. Legacy is set in the future, describing one man's incredible journey through several lifetimes as far back as a million years, the blunders, the triumphs, the many worlds and places where those experiences took place, and that one man, Robert Maxim, back with us on This Week in America. Robert, welcome back to the program. I don't remember how many this is, but it's 20-something that we've had the pleasure to get together. Thank you for being with us on the show today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We have got so many questions that keep coming in. And again, I will say that if you have any question, you get a hold of us. Robert at his website, which is rgaetan, GAETAN.com, or you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get in contact. One of the questions we had, and we're going to get to this first, is you keep asking for questions. My question is, why haven't you answered mine yet? Well, we only have so much time and we have so many questions, but we'll start with it on this particular program. What happens when you get a vision? How long? And is it a clear message? And I find that over the time we've been doing this, over several years, that's a frequent question, like explain the visions, because a lot of people have what they think may be a vision, maybe not be a vision. Talk about that experience.
Well, something to keep in mind is that vision duration and clarity are really proportional to the amount of mundane mental chatter that we have in our awareness of energy, mental energy, that is, life energy. Everyone has visions, everyone. But most don't realize that emotions and distractions make visions unclear. And that's the norm here on Earth. Elsewhere, more advanced beings are constantly attuned to their higher self, the kingdom within, and that's the universal norm. That is clarity. Well, my visions last anywhere from seconds to hours, and clarity comes only when I don't consciously try to make things happen. The conscious mind is a learner. It's not the teacher. So therefore, the small still voice is that real source. I let my higher self surprise me all the time and tell me whatever I am due for, not when I want it. If I go looking for something, what I'll find are foes and low places that aim to confuse and deter me from truth. And believe me, I've had those moments when I was frustrated and I just wanted to get the information, and of course it was incorrect. I go into details about those experiences in the preface of Legacy, and I learned my lesson. I learned to be patient. I learned to know myself first, clear the field, and then realize where that information was really going to come from, which was the higher self. That's the lead. That's the teacher.
You know, it's interesting. And with the Legacy series, you almost forget that that is basically autobiographical. Legacy yes. series is available at Robert's website information, rgaetan, rgaetan.com, and of course at Amazon as well. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And following up on vision, is there a pattern, or is it random when you will get these visions?
It's very random. I never know. It could be when I meet someone, I get an impression. It could be when I'm asleep, all of a sudden I see this past life vision or event. I might be driving down the road, listening to music, and all of a sudden, bam, I see something. So it's extremely random. So if I use imagination, that's the wrong approach. That gets you nowhere, because you can actually fool yourself. And I can't say enough how much of that I found out there.
So you learned the hard way as to how to accept these visions. For most of us, and I know myself, if I'll have a dream, I'm trying to find, okay, what happened in my life that brought about this dream? There has to be a connection, something that I thought about that ignited this dream, started this dream.
Correct.
And as I doing all these shows, I'm thinking maybe by just limiting it to this lifetime, I'm making a mistake. Is it
That's
possible
right.
that our dreams, if we don't recognize what we just had a dream about in this life, it could be a past life that's coming back to us?
Yeah, and as I explained to a dear friend of mine just a few days ago, many individuals will have a dream, but because they don't have enough clarity, they're trying, this message from the past is trying to come through to see this vision. The mind cannot grasp those that information from the past. So what it does is it goes out and it fills in. Well, it was a spacecraft. Well, I'm going to fill in an airplane. I was in a tram. Well, I can't envision it, so I'm going to put in a car. You know, things like that. So sometimes dreams are going to appear in the state of today, but really what's behind it is past energy. So, but the important thing is this, Rick. A lot of people just want to find out what they were in the past. It's not as important as knowing who and what you are, what you feel. Knowing that is so much more important than digging up the past, digging up information you don't really know what to do with. So if you find out that you live a past life, okay, what next? Are you going to hang it up in a wall as a trophy? Or are you going to
Exactly,
use it,
exactly. You know, once you find that out, you feel like, okay, I got an answer to that, but what do I do with this answer? And we may touch on that and some of the other questions during the course of the program. Robert Maxim, M-A-X-X-I-M, our guest on This Week in America. His book series is Legacy. Information at the website rgaetan.com. Information at Amazon as well. And, of course, link onto our website. Hopefully we answer that question regarding visions. I have another one that we were going to do later in the program, but it's related, and I'll throw this in now. Do you have any control of your visions? Is this something that late at night you can, like, call up a vision? From what you said earlier, that's really not the case. It's random, and you never know when it's going to happen.
That is correct. I have no control. I depend on my inner higher self to guide me and to tell me, and I consciously don't go trying to look for it. Let it come at its right time. But what I focus on instead is my feelings, my emotions. I analyze myself. That is most critical. Again, that is the number one thing we should focus on, not really trying to find out who we were in the past. That's not as important.
Robert Maxim, our guest on the program. We have a question, and several of these are sort of like people that are in that skeptic stage, but the door is open just a little bit, and they'd like to get permission maybe to kick it in, and that's what we're going to talk about next. It seems the more I listen and read, the more confused I get. What is the truth, and how do we find it?
You know, Rick, finally the hammer found the nail.
So this getting right to it, this is it. This is the core.
This is it. You know, there are enough wannabes out there to make anyone's head swim.
Yes, exactly.
And we can't avoid it. But here's the kicker. True light students make no followers of themselves. They don't push to be heard, to teach, or to convert. But instead, they encourage people to seek their own answers. don't believe what I or anyone says. Go ahead and prove it to yourself. Study, research, and most of all, know yourself and listen. Learn to listen to the higher self. See energy in all things, including thoughts, atoms, and even yourself. Then you will know what the truth is. That's the truth. Actually, I'd love to share with listeners, if they would like to reach out, our understanding of creation. My email is on my website, and they're most welcome to drop me a line or continue asking questions. And of course, Legacy and Dr. Ernest Norman's works are gateways to that infinite inner source.
And that website for Dr. Norman is unariusunited.com. In addition to the programs we do with Robert, and you will find all the past programs going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You will find them in the audio section as part of iTunes. You will find them in the video section as part of YouTube. Also, some programs we did with Thomas Miller, who's a friend of Robert's, who has worked with Dr. Norman as well and basically oversees the website, unariusunited.com. All those programs are available at the website. And you'll find those programs available at the individual websites that we just talked about. Robert has them at his, rgaten.com, and Thomas has our programs at his website, unariusunited.com. Here's another question that sort of ties in again with what we're talking about. There's sort of themes that come up with some of these questions here today. It was very simple. I want to explore. What is the first step? How do I start? And I'm sure there's nothing more important and probably more intimidating than that first step. What is the first step? How, if someone is listening going, I'm still skeptical, but I would like to learn a little bit more, how do I start?
That's it. That question has the answer. Explore. That's the first step. Explore yourself and come to know what feelings are lurking within you. Every emotion, every desire and thought, that's energy in motion. It's energy in a state of flux within yourself, the compilation of all of your past and present experiences, plus the influx from your higher self. Legacy describes those beginning steps that I took, as I previously explained, and how love is the key to truth that will set you free. But for that, you need to explore, and you need to be dead honest with yourself.
You know, you've mentioned thoughts several times here. This is not a question I'm just thinking as you're throwing that out there. Do you find that too often we really don't go back and question our thoughts or go through our thoughts? What I'm talking about is, okay, these are random thoughts. I really don't understand them. And you just change the channel on the TV and you go off and something else. Do we make a mistake by not really listening to our thoughts?
We must objectify at all times. My motto is this: no thought is too small. Every thought is important. Everyone.
Interesting. So every thought basically has a meaning of some kind.
Oh, yes.
Maybe significant, maybe not as significant, but a meaning.
It came from you, so therefore anything that comes from you is a dead giveaway.
Robert Maxim, our guest on the program, taking listener questions. If you have any, you can submit them by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, or Robert's, rgaten, rgaten.com. You said in a recent interview, and it was here, you have chosen to follow the infinite law. How do you know that? And that's interesting, and I remember vividly in the last program when you talked about that, that you decided to follow it. How do you know that you are actually following it?
Well, this is the question of questions, and I just love it. Now, the answer, according to moi, is uncompromising devotion to honesty, love, selflessness, valor, and service to creation, to the elements, people, and worlds. When you do that, and when you understand how energy works, and you flow with that energy instead of against it, guess what? You are following the law. So, on more reasons why? To study and research. And the two websites are there. Legacy is available for you to begin to get a grasp of this, and so is Unaris United to provide even more information.
And at both websites, you'll find out the qualities that Robert is talking about, the qualities that are so important. Another question, you mentioned infinite and infinite law. What exactly is infinite?
Everything. Creative intelligence. If we knew what infinite was, it would cease to be infinite right then and there. So we can only, in our humble existence, express it in terms that we can deal with, like eternal, ageless, unending in form and scope, evolution, expression. Infinite is the creative pulse of everything. It is energy. And that is the foundation of intelligence, life, and purpose. So that is God. Energy, we could say that energy is like the essence or even the blood of God. It's what flows through everything. And that in itself, any point in energy, this is a very deep concept to think about. Any point of any energy, of any pulse, anywhere in creation, is in itself infinite.
You're listening to This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us. Robert Maxim, our guest in the program, talking about his legacy series and a whole lot more during the course of the program today, basically on today's show, answering listener-viewer questions. And we'll try to get through the backup that we have, but we still would like to have more, so get a hold of us at our respective websites. It goes back to the visions that we talked about before. Impact of visions and flashbacks on your life, how it impacts your life, and your friendships.
Oh, my. Well, they brought a lot of light and meaning to my life, information I could not get from anywhere else. It changed the way I saw the world, its many faiths, the influences that breed beliefs and fear perdition nowadays, and inspired a life of research. I like to think that I'm in the world, but I'm not of it. I know why I'm here and what I must do. Now I have more tools to be able to accomplish that mission of why I'm here. And as such, friends are few. But that's part of the course when you're living, shall we say, leading edge.
Yes, yes.
So everyone must have their niche. They have their place in evolution. We're not the same. So there has to be tolerance. There has to be room. There has to be acceptance. And therein, that's why I respect everyone, whether they go or don't go along. It is their life. It is their evolution. And I used to be there. So my respects to everyone and everything. That's probably the biggest lesson I've learned.
And it's interesting, in past shows, if you go back and listen to those, you'll recall exactly what we're talking about. You were on the other side, and you were one of those that I'll use the term "what bullied" because of your beliefs. You had to deal with that. There wasn't the respect from others towards you that you had towards them. That's all available in past programs. But an interesting, thought-provoking answer to that question. We have several now that relate to religion. Here's one. I'm fascinated by your radio presentations. As a devout Christian, I find what you say in conflict with biblical teachings. In fact, my pastor says basically when I talk to him about it, don't go there. Is there anything in the Bible that substantiates your teachings? And I get the impression from the tone he really wants to believe, yet it's in conflict with what he's taught when he goes to church on Sunday. Is there anything in the Bible that substantiates your teachings?
There are a lot of people in that situation. But again, I love everyone. But the same way, I must respect where everyone is and be very careful with how I allow individuals to assimilate certain knowledge. Actually, I've been waiting for this question seemingly forever, and I so thank the listener for bringing this up. Thank you. You know, it takes guts to ask it, but it takes more guts to answer it.
Exactly. So, yes.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Before I do, please know that I don't aim to convert or pull anyone from their beliefs. Not at all. I respect all faith and will never tell anyone, don't go there, because that action goes against infinite law. That's selfish and possessive, and it's not love at all. See, belief and interpretation are part of personal evolutionary factors and are not to be restrained or frowned upon, no matter what. No one, for that matter. The first step in honoring God is very simple. Seek proof and question. Now, not going along with, it says so right here, or they said so. No, that is totally incorrect. That is forceful, and that is misleading. Doesn't John 5:39 tell us to search the scriptures? It says that very clearly. So that said, what I'm about to disclose is by no means meant to disgrace any belief, but rather it is mentioned for the common benefit of all truth seekers and with respect and love. At the mention of the word revelation and change, aversion automatically emerges, doesn't it? Some people get so bent out of shape that they consider it the nuke option.
Exactly, and react, yes.
And they react worse than mad cow disease. We know that is unavoidable, but it's not unfortunate. You know why? Because everyone has the right, Rick, they have the right and the freedom to live what they have learned, even though it may be off the beam. That said, I will say this. Yes, the translated Bible, and I'll explain that in a minute, the translated Bible conflicts with my statements and vice versa. That's to be expected, and I'll mention why. The original scripture agrees with my statements. The original does, not the translated. So the original is also in conflict with today's Bibles. So we have to ask ourselves, which is right, the translation or the original? And then we have to ask, why are translations off? Well, we have to ask that question of Constantine, the Emperor Constantine, who in fact believed more in Apollo than he did Christ, and he was the creator of this mess. But to figure this out, let's quote from the translated Bible as it stands today. I'll give you a couple of examples.
Okay.
Job 14:14 says, if a man dies, will he live again? Then I will wait all the days of my due time until my change comes. That's one. Here's another one. Job 33:29, where it says, and listen carefully, God often works with man to bring back his soul from the grave to be enlightened with the light of living. And this is my favorite right here. Malachi chapter 4, verse 5, and Matthew 11:14, where Jesus says, and if ye will accept it, John the Baptist is Elias, which was to come. And yet again in Luke 20:37, Jesus says, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for all of them live in him. John 9, also, I think it was verse 1, said, a Pharisee said to Jesus, because of a blind man, he said, who sinned to cause the blindness? This man or his parents, that he was born blind? So wait a minute. So how could he sin before he was born to be born blind as punishment?
Okay.
Interesting. Now, here's something that most people don't know, and I've got to look up a reference here real quick so I can speak intelligently to it. Okay. These are some quotes from the most prominent Christian founders. Origen said in part, everyone who descends to the earth, it may sometimes happen that an Israelite descends among the Scythians and a poor Egyptian is brought down to Judea, switching places in different lives. And again, he said, the soul at one time discards one body, which was necessary before, and exchanges it for a second. At another time, it assumes another body in addition to the former. Let's talk about Saint Gregory, who said, and this is critical, he said, it is absolutely necessary that the soul should be healed and purified. That's the science of life, by the way. And it says, and that if it does not take place during its life on earth, listen to this, it must be accomplished in future lives. That was St. Gregory, one of the forefathers of Christianity. And how about this one? St. Augustine. Be blown away by this. He said, did I not live in another body or somewhere else before entering into my mother's womb? And he even went as far as to say, in another quote, the philosopher Plato was born again as Plotinus. That was about 200 years later. You also have Valentinus and Basilides, who taught reincarnation. So now we have to ask ourselves, why was reincarnation removed from the Bible? Why? Well, if you want to know the answer to that, I encourage the listener to read the original scriptures, not the translator. Read the originals. Read the history. Read the writings of the forefathers, the formed Christianity itself, the history. Research what really happened and discover the true book authorship and the purpose.
From the originals is what you're saying. This is when you go back before the translations, you're getting the original story, the true story.
That is correct. Now, most leaders will not encourage you doing that, and for reasons that are obvious. And many will say that God even goes, and this is the one I've heard the most. Oh, how many times have I heard this? God protects his word, and it won't allow it to be changed. Well, surprise. He has protected that word. It's called the originals.
Well, that's what it sounds like. And I think we've talked in the past before about the number of translations, which is always, I found fascinating, because you can get three or four translations and they all come up maybe in some areas a little bit different.
But even with what we have, there is something there for everyone. And as I said before, I fully honor and I respect what individuals attempt to research or learn for themselves. There are some people that say it's too much trouble, too much time goes into an effort to do all this research, and why bother? You know, this is good enough. It wasn't good enough for me. I saw things that told me you have to get beyond that. You have to know more truth. And I did. I went after it, and I am glad I did.
And you can find information on the topics we talk about at one of two websites, actually three websites. You go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly. Robert Maxim's website is rgaetan, rgaetan.com. And the other website we've talked about is unariusunited.com. Rapidly running out of time, but we've got time for another question or two here. In the same vein, the religion vein that we're talking about, in Legacy, you have evil forces, wicked parties. Is that the devil, Lucifer?
Ooh.
Yeah. How about that?
Okay, good one. Yay, listener. I like you now. Okay, here again. If I said Lucifer is not who people think it is, and good and evil don't exist, is that surprising?
Yeah.
Lucifer is a made-up Latin word that St. Jerome and others adopted to what was, and I'm going to quote him, more or less suitable, but not exactly. You see, the word Lucifer means bright star or Aphrodite. And we all know who Aphrodite was. She was the goddess of love who is tied to sex, Easter, and Venus. You know, those rabbits that lay eggs in March?
Exactly, yes.
And that came from Ishtar also. But here is another goddess representing promiscuous behavior as if it were light itself. How about that? And shall we add that God's character was imaged in Greek times from their god Zeus? Mythology was baked into a lot of today's beliefs because that's all they could conceive at the time back then. That's what they had to go from. The bottom line is, Lucifer or Satan, according to Hebrew originals, is a negative direction force. It's not a being. But likewise, good and evil are directions, not states of mind or beings. See, we're like little radios receiving signals from past experiences that we've had. And whatever else we tune into, commercials, chats, whatever, other minds. But no one, Rick, no one forces us to set that dial. Not even this Satan force. Only us. It's our dial, and we are not afraid to use it.
Exactly, yes.
We do it because we want to. That's the problem. We have the energy inside. We take that first step by sending hello invites to opposing forces. So, yeah, they respond. But life is where you tuned your mind into. So get to know what you feel. Get to know what you are. Then you'll know who you're with and where.
Boy, we've covered a lot of ground on the program. I'm going to slip one more in here. Again, it has to do with religion, as many of the questions do that we receive in the program. And again, we'd love to have yours. We've got some more that we'll do in the next show, and new ones we welcome as well. I've attended a New Age church from time to time. Recently heard part of your radio interview. I wondered, do they follow your beliefs? I don't know if you can associate or lump all New Age religions in one category, but do they? Well, the question, do they follow your beliefs?
Well, there are some 43,000 biblical faiths out there battling it out, and New Age is not far behind in numbers. So you wonder where the segregated world is going to or coming to. There's just so much disparity. So one has this, one has that, but, you know, you tell them, okay, get some common ground. No, we can't have common ground. Why? Well, so that's why I respect all beliefs, because they all have a necessity for those who attain to them. But I hold fast to self-knowing, higher spiritual channelship, humility, service, truth, research, and nothing for the self, but everything for others. No mantras, no crystals, no pleading, no chanting, nothing that blocks or replaces what my spirit is ardently trying to tell me about myself day and night, what I should be doing on my own. I must be aware at all times, never sedated or tranced by any doings or beliefs or whatever. I need to be alert. Learning never rests. So don't go to sleep on your higher self. And beware, be very alert to what any point of thought might be. Dig into it. Find out the source, and objectify yourself. Why do you want that? Is that enough? Is that true? Go research over here. Verify it. Don't just take it. Don't take it from me. Don't take it from anyone. Go to the source. And that's why in Legacy and even in Unitarians United, we have listed the sources so you can go and see for yourself. The original sources.
We've got a couple minutes left, and I just want to ask this to follow up on what you're talking about. I think all of us, so many people, want to fit into a neat little religion category. Mm-hmm. Is it possible with your beliefs that you could go to a structured church on a Sunday or fit into a structured religion? Are those compatible?
No, they're not compatible at all. Actually, religion is the pursuit of group belief and worship. Science of life is an understanding and accountability of oneself. One thing is to believe and another is to know. Everyone is responsible for their actions. No one can intervene or buy off God through favors or pleading. That's against universal law. It's just like a parent who should never do a child's homework if that child is to stand someday on his own. The infinite wants to be known and followed, but not trusted and entreated. And nature itself shows us just that very thing. I like to think that my masters, my leaders, are in the higher planes of Shambhala, or Unarians as they're called. No one else on this world is my teacher. No building is my church. No one else represents that direct source. No one is an intercessor. No one is in between. No one has any knowledge of what I need. Only I do. And it's that personal relationship between myself, the higher self, and the higher spiritual worlds. That is why I am here, and the only channel I should be listening to. Yes, it's. I can go and visit any church. I have been invited, and I bite my tongue. I'm very careful what I do. I'm very extremely reverent because I used to belong to churches. So I know all about reverence. I know all the in-betweens of what to do, what not to do, when to bow, the sayings. I know all of that. I studied theology. I studied religion. I can behave. But even when I am asked questions, I try to be very careful to just say, source. And if you want more evidence, here you go. But it's up to you. You've listened to this information. Now it's up to you to follow through. Don't just dump it. Follow through. It's a golden nugget. It's an opportunity. You have no idea what you're missing. Go after it. I can't say enough just how valuable and important it is to your evolution. This is now your chance, your opportunity to get up and pick up your bed and walk. It's all on you now. And don't forget that Jesus said of himself, he did nothing. It's all that inner trust, that inner faith that you have because you trusted, you reached up and you got your answer. And that's the only thing that we can teach down here. Go get it. Go get her done. It's all up to you.
Well, we have covered a lot of ground and then some during the course of the program today. Robert Maxim, our guest, that's M-A-X-X-I-M, author of the Legacy series. The books are available at Amazon at Robert's website, rgaetan.com. Any questions for future programs, you can contact Robert there as well. You can contact him directly and ask any questions for the air or just a question that you might have for Robert. Information as well at the website we've talked about, unariusunited.com. And again, all of our past shows are available at the website, thisweekinamerica.us, iTunes, Google Play, YouTube as well. So you'll get all of the information there. And of course, if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can get links directly to all of the websites we just mentioned on the program and all of the past shows. Robert, as always, a pleasure. A grueling session today, 40 minutes of really nailing some answers on some of these questions that we've had. And we have questions we'll talk about in the next program. And I'm sure that because of the program today, we'll have even more questions coming in next time. Thank you for being with us on the program. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you. And thank you to your listeners for being so candid and so truthful.
A lot of great questions, and we do appreciate that. And again, if you have any questions, let us know. We'll talk about it on future programs. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.